weeks working with Jeff Garcia and what you got out of that experience?
Sure. He's local to me. I live out in Orange County. He's down in San Diego. So I was making a trip down there and picking his brain a little bit, doing a little on-field stuff, going over as much as we could, from his old stuff that he used to have with Marty and basic West Coast stuff, just to kind of get my feet wet and prepare for this portion of the offseason.
Mark, what was your reaction on Friday when you heard the rumor about Tampa Bay?
I just heard it from people around, and I don't know what to say. That's more of an upstairs question, so I'm not really worried about that.
Have you received any clarification from anyone in the organization on what that was?
No.
Would you like to?
This is the first time since, right after you were drafted that you're not being named the starting quarterback. How does that change your approach at all, and is it a motivating factor at all?
Well, I mean, I know Mr. Idzik and Rex are big on competition, and that was really the theme heading into this year. And I completely understand that. I think it'll bring out the best in everyone on the team, and everybody's got to compete for their spot. So, I totally respect that. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm just preparing to play well for this team and do everything I possibly can, everything in my control to be the best quarterback on the roster and then go play well.
Did you change anything as far as the way you kind of worked this offseason? I know last offseason you said you tried to put on a little bit more weight. Did you kind of do anything in that vein this offseason as well?
Well, I think, last year I felt probably the best I've ever felt physically throughout the year. So, if anything, just finding more efficient ways to keep up with that workout regimen. So that was similar, I think. The only thing that really changed was just trying to learn this new offense, the mental side. And then, as far as the emotional side, I guess, I'm my heart and soul's into this thing, and I was just excited to see a bunch of guys on the team again and get ready to get going. That's really where my head's at. But I'm fired up about this year, and hope it's a good one.
Mark, how much time did you spend looking back at last season, or did you watch the tapes from the games at all in January?
Sure.
And when did you move on from that season?
I mean, once you watch all that film, there's nothing else to do except try and improve and try and understand how you got in that position or what led to that, how to avoid some of those pitfalls if possible. And go back and really get after the fundamentals like you do every off season and work on your release and your feet and your drops and get back to those things. Just go back to basics like you do every year and try and improve. It's a whole new year and I'm excited to see the kind of team that we have when it's all said and done, and we line up on opening day and see what guys that I've seen today and met today that make it and end up helping this team. I'm excited to see how all that pans out.
Do you feel like this is still your team? I know that Idzik and Rex said that they're going to have a QB competition and all that, but do you still feel like this is your job to lose, or are you coming in like, I need to win this right out?
Well, I'm coming in to compete and to be the best player I can, and that's really my only focus. And the first thing I can do is learn this offense forwards and backwards. And then when we can go out on the field, it's my job to be the most accurate guy and the best decision maker. And then we'll see what happens from there. But nothing's really changed in my approach. You approach this thing like it's yours, and that's just how you got to feel.
Mark, I'm just curious. When you do look at that film from last year and, having stepped back a bit, and you say you're trying to understand how you got there, what's going through your head? What kind of emotions are you feeling when you're watching some of this film and some of these turnovers?
Well, I think, you know, we just, as a whole, we sustained some tough injuries there. We didn't quite develop an identity. I think, you know, at times there were decisions that I made that put our team in a tough spot. You know, I just forced the balls here or there, trying to make up for something that we didn't have or didn't have that week, or something wasn't right or whatever, and you try and make a play, and you know, it comes back to get you. So that, you know, there's plenty of that to go around. And but other than that, I mean, those kind of things happen every year, and it's just trying to come back from tough injuries like that and really establish ourselves and our mentality and our physical attitude, you know, which is, you know, I don't think we got a chance to do that last year. So, you know, hopefully this year's different.
Mark, at any point in the offseason, did you feel that maybe you'd be better off getting a fresh start somewhere else?
No. I mean, I enjoy being here. I know, you know, Rex and I have had some real success here, and this entire organization has had some success during our time. So I think it's a great place to play, especially when you're winning. It's also tough when you're not playing as well as you'd like to, and when things aren't going your way. But that's the way it goes, and each year is another opportunity to play well, and that's what we're trying to do.
Mark, have you seen Revis at all today, and did you talk at all about his situation with him?
No, he had a doctor's appointment or something, so I don't think he was expected to be there today. Yeah, I mean, same thing. Like, that's not, you know, Reeves' call. That's an upstairs decision, so I'm sure he's not really worried about it. He's doing everything he can to get back.
Mark, if they trade Revis, would you think it would be an example of maybe them sacrificing this year to build for the long term?
I have no idea. You gotta ask Mr. Edzik that.
Well, how would you feel about losing?
The most important thing. How would I feel if they traded Revis? It's not my call. I mean, I think he's a great player. I love him as a teammate. I love him as a friend. And so, I don't know. I don't make those decisions.
Mark, a lot of people saw the way you played toward the end of last year and said you look like a player that lost confidence. Do you think you did lose confidence at the end of last year?
I think we all look like players that lost a lot of games. So, I don't know. But your confidence never wavers. I mean, I'm confident that we're going to go out and win every time we play. I'm confident that I'm going to go out and complete the ball. And if it doesn't happen, then you try to fix it.
Mark, in 2010, you made a lot of positive strides in 2010, probably your best all-around year. Do you think you can get back to that this year?
Well, I think that was our best offense. You know, we were best. We'd been. We had guys in the same system. We, you know, had a little bit of time together. We had a chance to, those couple of years, we kept a lot of guys around. And, you know, we're going through a lot of turnover right now, so it's our job to get guys familiar as soon as possible and then make up for lost time any way we can. And, you know, that's the goal, is trying to get back to those playoff runs and get back to an efficient offense, and hopefully this is the year to do that.
Mark, you talked about the injuries that you had last year and trying to overcome them. Santonio specifically, you know, you think to yourself in the offseason, had he not gotten hurt, things might have been different?
Oh, I mean, him or Revis or anybody, but you don't have time to think about it during the season. But like you said, in the off season, you're like, man, that would have been nice to have one of those guys around or whatever. I think guys stepped up and played really well in their positions for those players, and I was proud of that effort. But, yeah, I mean, do things go different? Who knows? You know, you never know. You would assume so, but that's just kind of the way it goes.
Mark, how challenging is it having to learn another offense?
Well, I think, you know, it's a part of the deal. You play this position long enough, and, you know, you go through winning seasons and losing seasons, and things change. There's turnover, and it's a part of it. But when it comes to, you know, how difficult it might be, I feel like I learned the offense pretty well last year. I thought I had a good grasp of Coach Schottenheimer's offense, and now it's a good opportunity to learn a West Coast system that I've heard a lot of
depth when you're learning the system. Is there anything that you kind of have to do a lot differently that you haven't done before?
I mean, as far as basic footwork and stuff like that, I mean, it's similar stuff. Anywhere you go, it doesn't matter what you call it. I think it was more terminology-based stuff that he remembered in playing for Marty in San Fran and in Philly. And this is one of those things, too. I mean, this system, yeah, there's the basic part of the system, but it ends up fitting to the players you have, and it develops on its own. You know, some things are going to be a little different than exactly what Jeff had taught me. So you got to understand that and leave a little room for error there when you study with somebody like that, because he's not necessarily working. He doesn't work with Marty on a daily basis. You know, it's stuff that he recalls from years before. So it was a great help and a great jump start, you know, as far as formations and protections and things like that. But, you know, it's not everything exactly the same, so it's just a little different.
Mark, did you have a chance to interact at all with David Garrard?
Yeah, today. We had our run today and meetings and stuff. We broke up into individual meetings, but he seems like a great guy.